Friday on LAX 18 News at Sunrise. Fire crews are fighting an overnight house fire in Lincoln County. Plus, an anonymous call puts police on the trail of some copper thieves. Also, we'll show you a man who wants to be fat and explain his reasoning. And you'll see some pictures sure to tug at your heartstrings. Those stories and Tom's weekend forecast on Sunrise. Join us from 5 till 7 a.m. Now, with breaking news and Power of 5 weather, this is the station on your side. News Channel 5, live and local. This is the WTWO Prime Edition on WFXW with Matt Piper, meteorologist Jesse Walker, and sports director Jason Pinsky. She was determined not to go back to jail. Friday on LAX 18 News at Sunrise, we'll tell you what happened when that woman locked herself in a Georgetown home and wouldn't come out. Plus, shots fired at two Lexington homes overnight. Also, what kids want the most in their trick-or-treat bags. And wait until you see some of the crazy ways that people are investing in gold. Sunrise helps get you going from 5 till 7 a.m. Live from San Diego's more local news station, Michael Tuck, Kimberly Hunt, John Coleman Weather, Michael Turco, and Paul Rudy Sports. This is the KUSI News at 10. Wednesday on LAX 18 News at Sunrise. A sad end to the search for a missing toddler. Plus, police say a man didn't just have his fingers in the tip jar, he took the whole thing. Also, a look at the most exotic, expensive new stuff out in time for the holidays. And 9 out of 10 Americans don't do this every day, but 1 in 10 out of us do. We'll share the answer at 6:20 in our fun fact. Sunrise is on from 5 till 7 a.m. only on LAX 18. Friday on LAX 18 News at Sunrise. Details on the city's 11th shooting in 8 days as police announce a plan to try to combat the violence. Plus, another airline adopts a policy for overweight passengers. Also, why it's a good idea to stock up on peanut butter now. And we'll show you some pictures that are funny because they were taken at just the right moment. Sunrise wakes you up to what's up from 5 till 7 a.m.